From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the numbers. It is based in Britain. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Six teenagers who took part in an international robotics competition in the American capital are missing, police say. Two of the teens were spotted crossing the United States border into Canada, the police said in Washington, D.C. The four males and two females were last seen late Tuesday afternoon when the first global challenge ended. The competition is designed to encourage youths to pursue careers in math and science. It attracted teams of teenagers from more than 150 nations. Each team is accompanied by an adult mentor. The search for all of the teens is ongoing. Burundi is an East African nation of about 10 million people. It has faced sporadic violence in recent years. Two Republican senators are working with the White House on a comprehensive immigration bill that reports say will cut legal immigration in half. An earlier version of the bill proposed in February by Senators David Perdue and Tom Cotton was also expected to cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 each year. It called for limiting the admission for migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green card work permits much more difficult. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A Las Vegas parole board has granted the American football and movie and television star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of his parole hearing. He was acquitted at the conclusion of a sensational murder trial in the 1990s. He cited good behavior while being imprisoned on the more recent robbery convictions and told the court he wants to be released so he can be with his family. The World Health Organization reports a survey of 11 countries finds evidence that HIV drug resistance is growing, posing a potential threat to the prevention and treatment of AIDS. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports 36.7 million people are living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. More than half that number are in life-saving antiretroviral therapy. The WHO says more than 10% of people starting antiretroviral therapy in six of the 11 countries surveyed were resistant to the drugs. But the WHO coordinator for HIV treatment and care, Meg Doherty, tells VOA other parts of the world have some of the highest incidence of drug resistance.
But once we have more people on therapy and more people who are potentially taking drugs that could alter the virus, the risk of this resistance can go up.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior UN peacekeeping official says fighting has escalated in parts of South Sudan, despite a government-declared unilateral ceasefire in May. The UN deputy peacekeeping chief El Gassim Wane told the UN Security Council on Thursday that there have been concerning reports of active military operation in the Equatorias and Upper Nile. He said the security environment remains extremely volatile and South Sudan is in need of an effective and credible ceasefire. Ugandan police say they arrested dozens of political opposition activists this week. The arrests coincide with speculation that President Yoweri Museveni will act to change the constitution to allow himself to run for another term in 2021. Uganda's constitution stipulates that presidential candidates must be younger than 75 when they stand for election. Museveni, who has held power for 31 years, will be 77 by the next election. A Forum for Democratic Change official told AFP she believes the arrest of 56 opposition party members on Wednesday is linked to the issue. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.